The Northeast is recovering from one of the worst snowstorms on record. Even so, sports fans who look closely can still discover a sure sign of spring. Commentator Frank DeFord says it's a seasonal passage most people don't notice anymore.
We have it cleverly worked out so that we get a chance to start over again three times a year. January 1st formally, then in the spring when nature gives us rebirth, and finally around Labor Day when our vacations end and the kids go back to school. Actually, though, there used to be a fourth time when Americans experienced a beginning again. That was right about now when spring training started down in Florida. I would submit that the end of baseball's athletic hegemony in America was occasioned as much by the shift in population as anything else. Back before air conditioning, when most people still lived gamely up north amidst the snow and the brrr, the first reports of pitchers and catchers unwinding in the Grapefruit League made for a glorious augury. You see, in many respects, the promise of baseball meant as much as when they actually played the games themselves later on. But now, when anybody can jet down to the Caribbean for a long weekend, when the whole of America is tilted south, when palm trees aren't exotic anymore, baseball itself has lost much of its mystique. Many baseball critics miss the point. Baseball was never just a game. It's not insignificant that it was called our national pastime, not our national sport. When baseball ruled the roost, very few people actually ever saw a major league game. It was quite sufficient and maybe even better to just imagine baseball. It's easy to visualize baseball, after all. Unlike the back-and-forth games, baseball players don't dart off this way or that. No, there's a reliability to baseball that makes it comforting. If you heard that a shortstop went deep into the hole to snare a hard grounder, you could see it all accurately in your mind's eye. And all of the dreaming started with spring training. Of course, it helped then that nothing else was going on in February. Now, though, you've got a half dozen national basketball games on television every day. Good grief, people are talking about high school basketball players. There are multitudinous hockey games. The Daytona 500 is much bigger than the Grapefruit League. Heavens to Betsy, people talk more about the Westminster Dog Show than about pitchers and catchers getting the kinks out. When baseball was all there was, though, February was a time of looking ahead. Now February has its own stuff. There's too many immediate distractions for us to ever look ahead in sports anymore. The greater irony is, too, that more and more baseball players come from the South. Everybody talks about the Hispanic influence, the Dominican Republic, but that might miss the larger reality. Increasingly, the American-born players are the ones who come from our subtropical climates. They have the advantage of playing baseball longer each year. The boys up north look for sports that are not so limited by the weather. When players are drafted, notice where they come from. The vast preponderance are from the Sun Belt. It used to be that baseball was centered in the north and went south every winter only to renew itself in our hopes and dreams. Now baseball really doesn't go anywhere. The players are at home down south and spring training is just preseason like they have in other sports. That's the main reason baseball's not a pastime anymore. February used to be a journey that we could set off on. Now, like all the other months, February is just another destination.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.